shall we? Ode to Mona Lisa. Mona Lisa, your quiet smile, like heather grown on the heath. How come you never laugh out loud? Do you perhaps have poor teeth? The poem that Percy is about to read to you now is called Happy Birthday to a Bookworm. This is one of the real bookworms, by the way, the little ones that you find in books, not the people who read many books. Happy birthday to a bookworm. Oh, hail to thee, voracious young fellow. You go through my books like a dog runs through jello. Bantam editions to you taste like rolls. They must be, for mine are full of your holes. The first time I saw you, so gay and so loose, you were gumming some pages of My Mother Goose. You tune on some Darwin with an appetite fierce, and for your dessert, you ate Mildred Pierce. You made little bites so round and so tidy in an autographed copy, my favorite, of Heidi. I rarely did mine, but once I got miffed the day I found out you'd eaten Tom Swift. As you grew up, I still heard you munch O'Hara for breakfast and Ferber for lunch. And oh, the day you nearly drowned, my face turned pale with emotion. You chewed through my atlas, coat off and hatless, and fell in the Indian Ocean. And when you matured, I recall with some pain, you had late snacks at night with Mickey Spillane. How unhappy I was that night to discover you'd had Lady Chatterley and some of her lovers. Yes, we have known both grief and great joy since you nibbled my volumes when I was a boy. So happy birthday, old bookworm, and be of good cheer. The book of the month is yours for a year. I'm about to close my album now for you, and I have something which I've entitled simply Cowboy. Oh, cowboy so lean, oh, cowboy so tall, you sit there straight as an arrow, but side saddle you ride instead of astride. Are you a real gay ranchero? Well, as they say in the newspapers, that's 30. This is Percy Dubtownsil saying I'll see you just outside the bookend. Is there a concert tonight, Bruce? I'm just all over goose pimples for some Mozart.